This is a Sichuan News Update. Vancouver Island University students are going to have the say in whether they approve of a new fee to support construction of a new student activity center. The Vancouver Island University Students Union is running a referendum this week where students will vote for or against the proposed building. Sarah May Leana is the chairperson of the Students Union and a political studies student. She told CHY that while the discussion of a new student activity center has been going on for many years between the Vancouver Island University Student Union, or VIUSU, it wasn't until this past year after VIU took away the 24/7 hours at the library that VIUSU knew they wanted to create a building fully owned and operated by VIU students.
So, for example, like the library now, the VIU administration decided to not make it 24/7 when it was before. But if it's student-owned, whatever the students say in future, it goes. If they don't want it to be 24/7, then it won't be. But if they want it to be full access all the time, then it will be.
Leana says students will have more of a say in what they would like to see the building provide.
So we would also provide more student spaces. For example, clubs would have more rooms or different kinds of club resources. There would be more potential for more affordable dining options because currently everything is up to the school and there's not much variety nor affordable options for people to eat on campus. So we could provide more affordable food options for students here.
She says along with spaces for clubs and student activities, there's potential for outside organizations or businesses to rent spaces in the building that would help cover the cost of running the building as well as offer more on-campus jobs for students. There is also discussions of the building becoming a potential space for the new athletics building. Other universities have similar student-run and student-managed buildings. One example is the Nest at UBC, operated by the Alma Mater Society, that offers food options, study spaces, lounge spaces, and spaces for clubs and events for students. Voting for the referendum will take place from April 9th until April 11th at 4 p.m. Leana says if the referendum is passed, the new building fee would start in September 2025 at $10 a month. The fee would then rise to $20 a month the following year and remain at that rate. The new proposed building fee would be in addition to the current VIUSU fees, currently costing $28.67 per month that goes toward the student union's operational and club costs, as well as other student organizations.
Students are deciding whether to create a new building fund that would only go towards creating the new building and not be touched by anything else.
Unrelated to VIUSU, VIU's administration has its own student activity and service fees that covers student health services, access to technology, extracurricular activities, and athletic programs for students. Only students attending the Nanaimo campus for their studies will be charged the proposed building fee. The project timeline for the new building is to have it built in the next 5 to 7 years. Leona says while current students may be graduated by the time the building is built, the new fees is an investment for future students.
We see it as an investment, first for future students to use, and everything that we have now was an investment by previous students. So all that we already own was an investment by prior students, so we want to keep paying it forward to future generations. Yeah, and also it will be open to alumni and whatever the students decide, so you can always come back as community members to use the building.
She says this new building is important to create a new space where students can come together at any time for academic or non-academic purposes.
Especially now that the library is not 24/7, I would like more spaces on campus where students can feel like they can go at any time and feel safe and, find some cheap food or hang out with their friends to do work. There's so many things that this building could be used for and all in one space. So it would be more conducive for all of the population of students to come together and connect and instead of just, going to classes and going home.
Leana says that if the referendum passes, the student union will jump straight into planning what the possibilities the new building could look like.
If the referendum passes, we would immediately start working on like sponsorship packages, look for collaboration opportunities, different food options that we can bring into this, all sorts of different businesses that we think would be ideal and relevant to students, we would immediately start reaching out.
They would also look for opportunities with businesses as well as the City of Nanaimo and the government of BC for financial support. As the plan continues, VIUSU will work with the university for its location and construction. On April 9th, students will receive an email with a link to their ballot. Students will have until April 11th at 4 p.m. to cast their vote. For Sichuan News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.